This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 5th. God's word to you today is Reflections. Our scripture reading is taken from John 8, verse 28, and it says, "So Jesus said, 'When you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will understand that I am He. I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father taught me.'" Jesus said, "You're going to see the Son of Man lifted up." And everyone in Israel knows that phrase to mean crucifixion. Jesus was saying, "You're going to see me crucified, and then you will know that I am who I have said I am." Matthew 27, verses 50 to 54 says, "Then Jesus shouted again, and he released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. The Roman officers and the soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified of the earthquake and all that had happened. They said, 'This man was truly the Son of God.'" Did he not say, "When I'm lifted, then you would know"? This is the beginning of people actually acknowledging even his own brothers did not come to faith until Jesus was crucified. James, Jesus' brother, who wrote the book of James, did not get saved until Jesus was crucified. Jude, Jesus' brother, who wrote the book of Jude, did not get saved until he saw Jesus lifted up. As you lift up Jesus in your life, he will draw men to himself. John 3, verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." John 8, verse 28 says, "I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father taught me." This is so instructive. He said to the people, "I have things to say to you. I know things about you that will condemn and shame you. But I will not say it because I have not heard my Father say it. I can do nothing except what I hear my Father do." This is so important. If you and I are going to walk and work like Jesus on earth, we have to restrict ourselves to the things that God allows us to do. Genesis 1, verses 26 to 27 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign.' So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." The image is like a mirror reflection of the person. God is saying, "Man, that is you and I, male or female. The spirit man is created in the image of God. If you stand in front of your mirror and you raise your hand to touch your head and your hand in the mirror does not raise," that is the best way I can explain this misnomer that we call Christianity. We are supposed to be the image of God. Our spirits are alive. We are created in the image of the living God. Like Jesus, what I see the Father do, that is what I do. I mirror him. I am his image. When the Father is combing his hair, I am combing my hair. When the Father is talking, I am talking. When the Father is sitting, I am sitting. That is what he says, and that is what he wants for us also. Standing in front of the mirror, you are God's image, and God is making certain moves, but you're not making the moves. That is a very spooky situation. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I lift you up. Help me function as your image. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.